her throat tight, she crossed the room to where he lay. When she was close enough, he reached out and cupped her cheek with his free hand. He pulled her to his lips and kissed her so thoroughly she thought she might pass out from it. It was fierce, demanding, a kiss of longing, and one of promise. He nipped her lips with his teeth as he pulled away.
"Do it."
She ran the silver cuff around her bolster. It was only then Julian relaxed. Until that moment, she hadn't realized just how tense he'd been the past week. He laid his head back on her pillows and took a deep, ragged breath. Grace reached out and touched his damp brow.
"Good Lord," she breathed.
He was so hot it practically singed her skin.
"Can I do anything?"
"No, but thanks for asking."
Grace moved to her dresser to get her clothes. As she started unbuttoning her blouse, Julian stopped her.
"Please, don't do that in front of me. If I see your breasts..."
He threw his head back as if someone had stuck a hot brand to him. Grace realized just how comfortable she had become with him.
"I'm sorry," she said.
She went to the bathroom to change, then made a cold compress. She returned to the bedroom to bathe his fevered brow. She brushed her hand through his sweat-dampened hair.
"You're on fire."
"I know. It feels like I'm lying on a bed of coals."
He hissed as she drew the cool cloth over his skin.
"You haven't told me about your day," he said breathlessly.
Grace choked on the happiness and love that filled her. Every day he asked her that. Every day she looked forward to coming home to be with him. She had no idea what she would do when he was gone. Forcing herself not to think about it, she focused her attention on taking care of him.
"Not much to tell," she whispered.
She didn't want to burden him with what his mother had said. Not while he was like this. He'd been hurt enough in his life. She had no desire to make it any worse.
"Are you hungry?"
she asked.
"No."
Grace settled down by his side. She spent the night alternating between reading to him and bathing his feverish skin. Julian didn't sleep that night. He couldn't. All he could feel was Grace's skin on his, smell her sweet, floral scent. It invaded his head and made his senses reel. Every nerve in his body screamed for her. Grinding his teeth, he clenched the silver chains in his fists and fought down the swirling darkness that tried to claim him. He didn't want to surrender to it. He didn't want to close his eyes and miss a minute of being with Grace while he was still sane and whole. If he let the darkness take him, he might not wake up from it until he was in the book, alone.
"I can't lose her," he whispered.
The very thought of it shredded what little of his heart he still possessed. The clock in the hallway struck 3. Grace had fallen asleep a short time ago. She lay with her head and hand on his belly, her breath falling gently across his stomach. He could feel her hair tickle his skin, her warmth seeping into his soul. What he wouldn't give to be able to touch her.